Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Ryan Young is here, senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. That's an organization I've been telling you about for a long time. He focuses on regulatory reform, trade policy, antitrust regulations, stuff like that. He writes the This Week in Ridiculous Regulations series for their blog, and he's our new friend, Ryan Young. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me on, Jim.
It's good to have you here. So the Department of Justice has filed a lawsuit, an antitrust lawsuit against Google. It's been probably 22 years since they did this. They did it against Microsoft back in 98, I think it was when it began. I was covering that case back in those days. So tell us what the purpose of the lawsuit is. What caused the DOJ to go after Google? What's the story?
Well, the story is politics. The case has been building up for about a year now, and a lot of the Justice Department's career staff still feels right now that they haven't built up a solid case. They didn't want to file just yet. They wanted to lay more groundwork. But politics essentially forced the issue, so Attorney General William Barr filed the case now before the election, and apparently some Department of Justice staff actually quit the case over the timing because they didn't feel the case was very strong. And now that the complaint is public, I can see why. It's not that impressive.
Right. So give us an example. What is the complaint?
The complaint argues that Google has essentially a monopoly and is acting unfairly to protect that monopoly in both search and in search advertising. And frankly, neither case is very well constructed at this point.
Yeah, and this is a tricky wicket because there's no question Google is a monopoly. But because they do, everything you just said, they do have 90% of search. And when you're that big, even if you're benevolent, you're going to roll over on some people and hurt them, and maybe accidentally. So there is that part of being a monopoly. You know, sometimes people become monopolies, like Microsoft was at the time, back 20 years ago or so. In fact, Microsoft still has a monopoly in PC operating systems. They're like 94% of operating systems, I think, for PCs. So it's hard to be a monopoly, even if you're a benevolent monopoly. What do you think?
Well, I think a lot of the case hinges on how it defines Google's relevant market. It doesn't say that Google has a monopoly in search. It has its special terminology that they created just for this case. They say Google has a monopoly in general search, and then they say it doesn't have a monopoly in specialized search, because while Google does have 85-90% market share, you go to a search engine and type in, what's the weather today? They don't have a monopoly in searches people use every day, like product searches in Amazon or in eBay, or say...
Who do they share that with?
Something like a...
Who do they share that with?
Well, they have their own algorithms. And then you have, say, if you do a search recommendation in Netflix or some other streaming service or internet dating sites that use their own algorithms that are
you're
not
saying,
Google.
You're saying if you're there, but Netflix doesn't have its own browser. You know, Google has a browser. Microsoft has a browser. And so, I mean... their browser is of course, that's another subject. That's kind of what got Microsoft into trouble. But the truth is, most search roads lead to Google. Would you agree with that?
I would, and the reason for that is people generally prefer Google. If you want to use DuckDuckGo.com or Bing.com, there's what I call the dozen keystrokes argument.
Yeah.
You can type in Bing.com into your browser, which is not difficult to do, and you can use that. There's nothing that can stop you.
Yeah.
The reason Google has a market share is because right now, at least, people prefer it. Google doesn't actually control the search market the same way that Microsoft never actually controlled the browser market. These days, the most common use for Internet Explorer or for Microsoft Edge, which replaced it, is to install a different browser. Consumers control the market, not Google.
Ryan, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk about this from a little bit of a different angle after the break. 20 Till, right back with Ryan Young. He's with the Competitive Enterprise Institute. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.